June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
And in the Zoom room, ready, raring, willing to go, on behalf of Sagicor, we have Miss Donnell Belgrave-Young, Assistant Manager of Insurance Operations. And I say good morning to you, Donnell, and welcome to VOB 92.9 FM.
And good morning to your listeners. How are you doing?
Well, happy to be here on this wonderful Wednesday as we continue to celebrate the birthday of the Right Excellence Sir Garfield Sobers. And there is a Sir Garfield Sobers roundabout near Sagicor.
Very much so. Yes, please. And
now, it's hurricane season. And the obvious question is, should I be thinking of insurance?
You should. It's one of the most important questions, and the answer is very important as well. The answer is yes. You should be thinking about insurance.
And what type of insurance?
Well, in this season, it will be what we call our homeowners, or what we call insurance for our businesses, but mainly those things that affect your investment. Car insurance is the everyday thing. You need to be insured to be on the road. But in this time, when there's options, you have to have your home insured and your business insured.
So, what is property insurance for business?
Well, for business, it is whatever your business is, we need to make sure that it's covered. So if it be the building, if it be the equipment you have inside of your office or your little startup home, it'd be your computers, your little tablets, whatever those items be, those are what we consider to be property. It's very wide, and you help narrow it down because you go through what you have inside of that building or inside of your office to be your property. That's exactly what it is.
And how big, how small, how expensive, how inexpensive can property be to be listed?
Again, at Sagicor is very reasonable. You get to decide what it is that you want to insure, what it is that you need to insure, and once you come up with that, we tailor the package, or we will present to you the package that is there that makes it easy for you to have either a reasonable insurance. I don't want to say insurance is expensive, but like I said, you get to determine what it is that you need to be insured for.
So how is the list compiled? I mean, I just go through it and say I've got 15 things and these are the things, or how's it done?
I want to make it easy. So you can always call a representative and they can walk you through that process, or they can provide a listing to you, which will help you to explain or to identify those items. So somebody might say, especially if you're looking at your home, is my spoons insurable? Yes, your spoons are insurable. They're your cutlery. If you're looking at a business, you would say, wait, is my computer and its attaching equipment insurable? Yes, it is. Yes. So things that you may not be thinking are insurable, it would be best if you call one of our reps and they can walk you through what we consider to be insurable items.
And it's relevant to the business, very important. And what does it give the person and the business that is insured? In your opinion, what does it provide? Apart from the coverage, outside of the monetary aspect, what are the type of feelings and confidence it gives?
Well, peace of mind. That's one thing we continue to promote, especially at Sagicor. Once we give you a coverage, we want to make sure that you have peace of mind that, especially in, like you were thinking, even in the hurricane season, your business can be interrupted by an event such as hurricane. And you don't want to have to be worrying while you're home what's going to happen tomorrow with the business. You want to make sure there's some level of continuity. So peace of mind is the first thing that we promote, especially when our underwriters speak to a customer. That's the first thing. We want to present peace of mind to you.
The Hurricane Elsa was the first hurricane officially we had in many years. But in that gap, you would have clients who have property insurance for business. So what type of experience did you have after Hurricane Elsa passed with your clients who have property insurance for business?
Yeah, I would say that on the business side, a lot of the experiences came along roof damage, especially for the buildings, roof damage. And what I want to do public know is commend our claims team who were proactive in getting out there even the day after the hurricane to just go there and look at those damaged properties that we insure. So that was the main event. That was our major experience getting out there just after Hurricane Elsa had passed. We'd be given the all clear to go out and look at the damage. And most of those damages for the build, for properties along the business line were like roof damages.
So having looked, what's the next process? You find something, how does it work to address what you found?
Yeah, of course, what our claims officers doing, they're phenomenal. They would have spoken to the insurer. They would have advised them, you know, the first thing you may need to do is to get an estimate. You want to get an assessment of your damages. And we also send out persons, what we usually call loss adjusters, to go there and to assess that damage for you and give you that peace of mind that we're working. You kind of understand the urgency to get back into a position to get your business up and going again. So the steps where you could call us, the claims officer will then go ahead and assign that, get out to you, have a claim form prepared, have you to get an estimate on your damage, get a loss adjuster out there to you, and get that ball rolling as quickly as possible. So that was our process, and I think we did phenomenally well.
And we are hearing Miss Donnell Belgrave Young, Assistant Manager, Insurance Operations, and this program coming to you with the compliments of Sagicor General.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
More questions, and you have the answers, so here we go. Does my business need to be registered for me to purchase business insurance?
Short answer is yes. You would have to register your business. The reason being that when you come to take out the insurance, there are certain regulatory and compliance that we need to meet. And one of those things is that you have to have your have to present to us a registration, a certificate of registration for your business. So the short answer is yes.
And is there a single policy which can provide all the necessary coverage for my business?
Definitely. It's actually one of my favorites. It's called the Sagicor Small Business Package. It's very all-inclusive. You don't have to do piecemeal. You don't have to guess what should I put, what do I need to cover. And for instance, it covers the building. It covers your contents. It covers your computer equipment. It covers even fidelity insurance. We cover public liability. So everything is in there, all bundled together for you at a reasonable cost, as opposed to you having to try to figure out which cover is applicable for my business. And that's a small business package.
So what is fidelity and public liability?
I was hoping that you didn't ask me that. But anyhow, that's a great question too. Fidelity, in terms, you may have an instance where an employee may have, you know, taking the funds from the company. Mm-hmm. Public liabilities, if anybody had came onto the property and had fell down, and you would have to compensate them for that injury. So those are the examples of public and fidelity.
Excellent. Very clear, and very helpful. So
thank you.
Adequately insured business. People talk about, especially in recent weeks, properties being underinsured. Can you underinsure your business?
Yes, you can, very much so. One of the things we need to look at when we think about the insurance, and it doesn't really limit itself to homeowners or to business, it's always about your value. And in terms of building, you always want to make sure that you have the replacement value for that building. People will think that may be the market value, and that's not what we look at insurance. We want to put you back in the same position you were in before. So we will ask you to get a replacement value. For your contents or for your equipment, what we will say to you is to look at probably on the contra side of it, look at the market value. How much would that item cost you today to replace it? So those are what we speak about on insurance. Again, it doesn't really mean home or property. It really means look at the value that you've invested in.
So how do you arrive at a position where you could tell someone, listen, this is underinsured and this is why we advise you to do a bit more?
Yeah. For buildings, especially because we are not valuers, we will ask you to get a valuation, a valuer's appraisal done on your property. And we'll probably ask you to do that every 3 years to get a valuation done. On your contents, you know exactly what you have in there. You know your computer equipment. You can go do a little search and just do a comparison every year to keep yourself abreast of the items that come on, you know, especially with the computer equipment. They move so quickly in terms of advance and technology. So you need to make sure you do a regular check on those items. Make sure that those ones you have adequately insured.
Now this is COVID-19 time. You could be working from home on occasion. So physically, what's the scope for coming into Sagicor to open a new insurance policy?
Well, I love the adaptability of Sagicor. We have a hybrid situation going on. You can come in to the office, and our office is located in Columna Rock, in the Sagicor One Center. You can't miss it. It's now beautifully outfitted. Then there's also, if you decide to do it computer, if you do it online, you can contact one of our representatives. The forms that you need to have filled out can be emailed to you. It's user-friendly, they're fillable, and you can send that back to the representative that you would have contacted, making it really easy. And in terms of payment, again, we have the online facility to pay, whether it be banking online, you can log on to our website directly and make those payments. Again, you can also come into the office. But we are hybrid in every sense of the word. We are both physical and we're both online.
And what options do you have for payment platforms, etc.?
Yes. Well, there's the First Caribbean, and then there's Bank of Butterfield. You can make those payments. Scotiabank. You can make those payments online. You can use SurePay, and also you can call in your credit card and make the transaction. So everything is there at your fingertips.
Do you have to pay the entire premium at once?
No, flexible. That's the word. That's the word. You can, again, there are options that are available to you. Off the bat, you can get a 3-installment plan. But if you need to have something more extended than that, I would recommend you speak to your representative and have them make a tailor a payment plan for you.
Making it flexible. It's Donnell Belgrave-Young, Assistant Manager, Insurance Operations at Sagicor General.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
And we are live on VOB 92.9 FM. So far, we've looked at, it is hurricane season. Should I be thinking about insurance? What is property insurance for business? How is it relevant to my business? Does my business need to be registered for me to purchase business insurance? Is there a single policy which can provide all the necessary coverage for my business? Is my business adequately insured? Do I have to physically come into Sagicor to open my new insurance policy? And do I have to pay my entire premium at once? And Donnell has given us all the answers so far. So I don't see with the last scheduled question to come that she will fail to give us the answer to this one. I'm sure we'll get all the information we need. How do I get in contact with Sagicor General Insurance?
By calling. That number will be 431-2800, or you can visit us online at www.sagicor.com.
And in going through the contract, there are many clauses. You know, one of the things people say is, well, I didn't really check it. I just signed it. But I didn't sit down and read the whole thing. Now, an insurance document is not a small document. It has many things that need to be understood. How do you educate your clients? Obviously, the insurance is what the client wants, and it's genuine and sincere, making sure that both parties understand what the insurance provides. But what are the things you want to make sure that the client understands?
Well, we do have a great onboarding process at Sagicor, and that onboarding process does involve the representative walking you through that coverage, walking through your needs and what it is that you have to have insured. The other thing we do, we also do have flyers. We do have a contact center so that anytime you have to reread that contract or that contract comes to mind, you can always call them. They're very knowledgeable and they will guide you through the wordings of that, of your document. But the main part is that we do have a very great onboarding process, whether that be brochures, whether that be speaking to your representative, whether that be calling and asking a couple of questions. We do have a great onboarding process.
Are there any FAQs, as you see them online, frequently asked questions?
They are frequently asked questions, and they are online as well too, to help me, to help you understand that process. But again, I think we do have a personal touch at Sagicor, and we do always advocate that you give us a call. So if you do have frequently asked questions, don't ask your neighbor. You'll be able to have a different understanding of it, but definitely call us because we will give you the right answer that you need.
Now, you're working in a hybrid situation. Who are some of the other colleagues that you're usually working with? Let's say you were physically on site. Who are the people in your area that normally work with you to meet the needs of the clients that you serve?
Well, in the Sagicor One Center, my colleagues will be every single one of those representatives at the front line. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing an awesome job again, especially from COVID, even in the hurricane season. They've been there, willing and always help, ready to help you. So they would be the customer representative in our One Sagicor Center.
All right, so let's just recap the questions today. The property insurance, how different is that for business versus home?
My business insurance, again, is looking at your office, is looking at your small, medium-sized business for startups, especially compared to your home. You know, that's where you live, that's where your livelihood, where you work for your livelihood to maintain. So there are differences in terms of what you do and in terms of where you live. So those are the main differences.
And the process for answering claims, you're prompt and you look to understand specifically what the situation is with those clients who call you and say you have a problem.
Yes, and as soon as you call, they will be given, you will be given a representative that will be known as your claims officer. That person walks you through that process, tells you the documents you need to submit to get that claim started, get that claim in motion. And after you've done that, they continue that process. They walk you through it to the very end of which we call the settlement. So as long as you call and you've identified it, they will give you a form to complete. You will be assigned a claims officer who will walk you through that process, tell you what you need to bring in and get your claim rolling. As soon as you get that information to us, I don't see any delay happening there, and that settlement is very quick.
Well, there's clearly somebody listening to this program that doesn't have their business registered. Can you advise them as to how to register the business so they can begin that relationship with Sagicor?
Well, I'm not sure the exact technicalities of it, mm-hmm. but definitely you would need to visit the office, the government office that allows you to register your business. Make sure you have your name of it. Make sure you have your documents, whether it be your bank, your business plan that you would have gotten. Make sure you have your information in terms of your address, where your business is going to be located. Make sure you have your directors. Make sure you have your partners identified early. And those documents help you start the process.
And finally, what's the name of that single policy that you spoke about earlier that people can call and message and say, I want the single policy that you spoke about? What's the name of that particular combination?
Well, I hope once they call this name, they don't say the single policy, but it's the small business package.
Okay.
One of my favorite ones as well.
Excellent.
Small business package.
Great. And how small can a business, how small does a business have to be to qualify for a small business package?
as small as one man show.
That's great because the success that Sagicor has, and you know the executive image that Sagicor has, the prestigious image, a person might feel maybe they can't look out for me because I'm a very small business. But you're saying that's not the case.
That's not the case, no. One man show, if you were a snow cone vendor, excellent. That's a small business.
That's right.
Yeah, if you were a hairdresser, that's a small business. Correct. So we do cater for that.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you, Donnell Belgrave-Young, the Assistant Manager, Insurance Operations, Sagicor General, spending some time with us and answering the questions and then emphasizing the answers if you missed them the first time. Thank you and have a fantastic day today.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.